With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities in Stockton, California say four people are dead tonight and 10 are wounded following a shooting during a family gathering at a banquet hall. Heather Brent is a spokesperson for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office. She said last night the victims included both children and adults. She added that early indications suggest this may have been a targeted incident. The shooting occurred inside the banquet hall, which shares a parking lot with other businesses. Detectives were still working to identify a possible motive. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says President Trump is going to bat for American farmers.
For every country that President Trump goes to, the rest of his trade team, the first thing they get told is this. If you want to have a trade deal with the United States, you have to open your market to America's farmers. If you don't, there's no use in our talking.
Vaden was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights heading into the weekend to fix software on a widely used commercial plane after analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in the altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says the analysis revealed solar radiation may have corrupted data. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion for kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. It's an annual report. The Federation for the Jewish Community says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism, which erupted immediately after the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Despite being wary about the economy, shoppers were still out in force on Black Friday.
With consumer confidence down this year, some malls, such as one near New Orleans, is popping the bubbly to lure in shoppers. Grandma-granddaughter duo Sandra and Lacey say
the economy is bad, but you still gotta celebrate.
Dee Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina says it's the deals that attract her to the mall.
I usually don't go shopping whenever there's not sales going on.
Back in New Orleans, that grandma-granddaughter duo have some advice.
Take your grandma to the mall and make memories with her because it's the best thing to do.
It's all about memories.
Go and get out there.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French police have arrested a man believed to be the fourth member of the team that stole France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum. The Paris prosecutor announcing Friday the entire gang is now thought to be in custody. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.